Secretary of State John Kerry is at the negotiating table in Vienna today trying to sort out the details of an agreement to limit Iran's nuclear program. The historic deal, if reached, would be a sweeping culmination of years of talks and diplomacy that could transform the U.S. role in the Middle East and further raise the profile of regional power Iran. Finding trust, though, when there is very little between these two countries, is part of the challenge. Another is Supreme Iranian leader Ayatollah Khamenei demanding that the international community lift economic sanctions as a precondition to Iran converting its nuclear program to civilian use. Syed Hossein Mousavian is a former nuclear negotiator for Iran. He's now a research scholar at Princeton University, and he says with both sides having made concessions now, it's down to each country finding its own way to trust.
I believe both parties, John Kerry, Obama from here, and Rouhani and Zarif from Tehran, they have done a really good leadership to reach a final deal because they have already agreed on every measures within international rules and regulations, and Iran would be committed to the maximum level of commitment within NPT. This is a big achievement, John. 80 countries today, they are not ready to implement additional protocol. Iran has accepted to implement additional protocol. The second is that already they have agreed blocking all possible pathways toward nuclear weaponization, either through a heavy water facility or through enrichment. Therefore, non-diversion toward weaponization is already guaranteed. The third part, which I said, there are really some excessive demands, which I believe the John Kerry over there is insisting because of pressures from Congress and so other lobbying pressures in Washington. And I'm very much hopeful that they would find a way to strike the final deal. The real deadline is July 9th. I think they would be able to agree. If not, they would have to extend 1 or 2 months more. Ultimately, diplomacy for Tehran and Washington is the only choice to finalize the nuclear issue.
Do you think sanctions come off before July 9th? Do you think, and what would that represent for Iranian consumers?
I don't believe sanctions would come off before July 9th. If there is a deal by July 9th, first for about 30 days to 60 days, everyone would have to wait about the U.S. Congress to decide about the nuclear deal. Then, if it is resolved in Washington between the administration and Congress, then we would have to take the deal to United Nations Security Council because we would need to pass a resolution. Then the implementation would start. Principally, they have agreed that the sanctions would be lifted in return for Iranian implementation of Iranian commitments. Now they are negotiating what would be the proportionate reciprocation, what Iran should do, what sanctions should be lifted. This is what they are discussing now.
So is the Supreme leader in Iran playing a game not unlike what the GOP senators were playing a few months back in the United States, taking a hard line to try to push the deal? Or is this really coming apart?
I don't believe it's coming apart, and I really don't believe the Iranian Supreme leader is playing a game. Look, John, we have three sets of measures now they are negotiating in Vienna to reach the final deal. The first measures are about all measures within non-proliferation treaty. Iran has agreed to all measures within non-proliferation treaty. There is no problem in this sets of measures, and Iranian Supreme Leader has agreed. The second set of measures are going beyond NPT, blocking any possible pathway toward weaponization. The problem is about some really excessive demands, far, far beyond the international rules and regulations, beyond non-proliferation treaty. One is inspection anywhere, anytime. No other country has ever accepted for the International Atomic Energy Agency to go anywhere, anytime for inspections. And the other issue, for example, is about interrogation of Iranian nuclear scientists. You know, many Iranian nuclear scientists have been assassinated. And now the world powers, the U.S., is reiterating on interrogation of Iranian nuclear scientists. Here are some problems which has really nothing to do with the international rules and regulations. Here is the issues the Iranian supreme leader put a red line.
Saeed Hussein Mousavian is a former nuclear negotiator for Iran who is now a research scholar at Princeton University. Saeed, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.